now is 12:45, and I guess I'm going to do this once more. Maziva Chabe, apa yafika ntawi yatu ya kutitipuwa nkure news ni povo.
23 hours.
Deposit your drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? Then I need them a physical meet. It's a taboo summer member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. Now FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat and the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
14-year-old boy allegedly defiled by an old woman in Kapi Rinpoche. MUZ condemns the deplorable working conditions and low salaries faced by miners are working in Chinese-owned mines. In African news, are 24 Nigerian schoolgirls released over a week after abduction. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 14-year-old boy in Kapi Rinpoche has been allegedly defiled by a woman of an unknown age. The boy, who is believed to be a street kid, has however told Kumbon Radio News that he can identify the suspect if seen. The victim narrated that he was earlier taken to the woman's house on Monday afternoon, where the alleged defilement case occurred, and was further allegedly threatened not to tell anyone. The victim is reported to have sustained a swollen private parts.
Sorry.
And efforts to get a comment from the police command in Kapirimpunshi on the matter failed by broadcast time. Meanwhile, the friend to the victim, who was his company at the time of the alleged incident, also narrated what transpired. A youth in Kasokota area of Mokushi district, Emmanuel Cholobola, has expressed her gratitude to the government for the empowerment initiatives that are being implemented in the area. Mr. Cholobola explained that the programs are helping young people pursue education and avoid engaging in alcohol abuse and other bad habits. He further encouraged our fellow youths to take advantage of Constituency Development Fund, CDFQ's training and bursaries, noting that the support is not limited to grade 12 pupils, but also extends to those at grade 7 level.
CDF pakutulete la kwena ile ya fuilisha mwe especially ama granti na maweza wapele kwa ama loans although ni chofewe business ero kulebo kwa mbamba pakutuwe katike wino wino bati ute kwe fibulechita bulechita wino bulechita impao mtu mwa pusana pusana mbamba wapela kwa mpia mbamba wapela kwa mabazalizi kwena ute kwa pa epa shiripa kuleka nishikuwa lewa ama challenges ya kubati maybe ni mbimundu ali kuishe skuru mwasangati pakuikarisha mumushi afira bako nafia kuma college but mtu alipuishe skuru wasangu kata puishe skuru but nae karafi mumushi mwasa ngati ala amba nukutefu tani nafia na intention nukutita but apasile sase apuisha fio skuru unomwaka nifisi aya ku college so chile afuisha sana emisepera pandu emisepera nga shafuma ku skuru sha direct ku college nishina ile intention ya kwete ya rabo manomba musepera nga apuishe skuru aya karamusha leo za fesa wafashi wafuwa mpia shaku ila college mwasa nga teba danomba bali sangani wacha akoro wa mafuwa kamuna ndo kwa sima.
The Zambia Law Development Commission, ZLDC, has embarked on a review of the Landlord and Tenant Act of Business Premises, Act Chapter 193, aimed at a strengthening regulation of the rental housing sector and improving protection for both landlords and tenants. Speaking during a consultative meeting in Lusaka yesterday, ZLDC Research Officer Yamikani Ngoma said the review seeks to consolidate and modernize the laws are governing residential and business premises amid growing concerns over tenants' rights and landlord obligations. Mr. Ngoma said the proposed law will introduce a landlord and tenant tribunals to handle rental disputes more quickly and at lower cost than the conventional court process. He explained that the review will also harmonize the scattered provisions in various housing-related laws into one clear legal framework, making it easier for the public to understand their rights and responsibilities. Mr. Ngoma stressed that ongoing consultations are critical to ensuring the revised act reflects our real-life challenges in the rental market and promotes our fairness. He further called for active participation from landlords, tenants, civil society, professional bodies, and other key stakeholders, noting that the legislation would directly affect the daily lives of thousands of Zambians. The revised bill will be submitted to the Secretariat for further consultations and possible adoption once the review process is concluded. Mine workers